From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Attorneys for Missouri Governor Eric Greitens are renewing a request to have a judge and not a jury decide the felony invasion of privacy case facing the Republican governor. A court filing yesterday by his lawyers cites negative publicity that has, quote, destroyed any chance of obtaining a fair trial. The charge stems from an extramarital affair in 2015, before Greitens was elected. Greitens has admitted to the affair, but denied any criminal wrongdoing. He is accused of taking an unauthorized photo of a woman while she was partially nude, blindfolded, and bound. Jury selections begin May 10th, and trial is scheduled to start May 14th. Judge Rex Burleson in March denied Greitens' first request for a bench trial. University of Missouri Chancellor Alexander Cartwright spoke yesterday in Springfield about MU's role and engagement across the state and its new vision. Cartwright announced the launch of All Things Missouri site, which will include all data sets in one place and accessible to all Missourians. Cartwright said engagement is a culture of MU.
Extension is one of those. Extension and engagement is one of those that it allows us to demonstrate to everybody involved throughout the state what it is that this university is doing and how we are committed to making sure that we have better lives in the future for all of the people in Missouri.
Cartwright also mentioned other initiatives like a statewide data mapping and reporting system, the Impact website, and Nexus at Mizzou. The University of Missouri says enrollment for the incoming freshman class is up more than 14% from this time last year. The Columbia Missourian reports that nearly 4,500 students have paid enrollment funds so far. Enrollment will remain open over the summer. The number of deposits are already higher than last year's total incoming freshman class of just over 4,100 students. That number peaked at about 6,200 students in 2015. Officials partly attribute the enrollment decrease to negative publicity from the fallout of student demonstrations in the fall of 2015. University leaders aim to increase the annual size of incoming freshman classes to 6,000 students by 2023. Senator Claire McCaskill spoke with doctors, patients, advocates, and community health workers about the statewide healthcare problem at a roundtable discussion in Columbia yesterday. After hosting 53 town halls this year and listening to community concerns, Senator McCaskill says there's no question healthcare is at the top of the list.
I've learned really more information about how much work we have to do in rural Missouri in terms of healthcare. Access to healthcare and the very difficult position many of these smaller hospitals find themselves in.
Other topics discussed with Senator McCaskill included prescription drug prices, rural healthcare, hospice care, protecting Medicare, and telecommunications. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.